tell me what you've been doing since the last time I seen you.
Oh, boy. What I've been doing since the last time you
seen me. When was that?
Boy, that would have to be in 1984.
Bring me up to date, man, on your life. First,
wow.
tell me where you were born.
Wow, New York, Harlem, baby, Harlem, 139th Street, between Lenox and Fifth, Delano Village, on the Seven Edge.
What year? What year was you born?
I was born June 8, 1960. I'm a Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. What happened to King Sam? Where he's been? What he's been doing? Well, I brought everybody up to date, man.
Well, I ended up running into some problems with the law back in 1985.
Uh-huh.
Did a little bit Sing Sing in New York, double maximum security prison, which I'm not cool with that reminder, but that's what happened, and just, you know, got out of that situation and ended up just moving to California. Moving to California and sold cars for...
What year was that?
That was in 1985.
1985.
Went out to California where I met my wife, Sarah. I married for 21 years this December coming. December 9th. Did some odd and end work. Got into some air conditioning and heating work. Just lived a regular, average guy type life.
Did you do any thing and working in entertainment, show business?
No, I didn't want to get back involved at the time because I had too much personal stuff on my plate at the time. There was some things going on in my life that required personal attention. So I didn't want to come back into the game, into the music game, until I was ready. And it's only now, some 20 years later, that I'm ready to get back into the game. Then I'm going to straighten myself out.
What seemed to, when you say straighten yourself out, you was having problems with your identity, or you was having problems with who you know, what you, where you were going, what was the problem with you?
Well, it wasn't really a problem to a lot of people, but for me it was a problem. I'm a homebody, to be honest with you. I'm a homebody. I like the idea of kids, family, and marriage and things like that. So I wanted to, since I was still young, I wanted to, since it's always been my heart's desire to settle down and raise a family, find a woman of my dreams and raise a family. And
how many kids do you have?
That's what I was into. I have four.
Four. Two girls? Four.
I have four, and stepdaughter. Which belongs to my wife.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted to
do. And those three are boys?
Boys and one girl.
So three boys and one girl. So how many grandkids?
Oh boy, it had to be, I would say, 12.
Any of the kids and children?
Well, no, but they all are performers. They all like to cheese it up for the cameras and the video camcorders. They're all hamsters. All of them have potential of being major stars. Major.
Oh, they're like the dad.
Major.
Good.
I have one son that's trying to break through in recording. In fact, he's got some songs that I think are pretty hot. It's just a matter of finding a sponsor.
Is he a writer or a singer?
Well, he's a writer. He tries to sing, but his major talent is in writing ability.
Do you feel this is a good field for him to go in? Did you kind of steer him away from the field, or how did you feel about him taking that route?
Well, I was happy for him to take that route because he's a special son. He has a talent to bring happiness to other people's lives and hearts. His type songs are happy songs. And with so much going on, negativity already in the world, I personally am behind 150% now, especially since I see that his songs are positive songs and happy songs.
Yeah. But none of them took on the life of a King Tim or the rapping.
It's only one king, baby. Only one king, baby. And you talking to him, that's me.
During your course, the last few years, did you get into anything else that you said air conditioning? Was there anything else you did?
Oh, well, I got into the air conditioning and heating for a while there. But in the state that I live in, which is Arizona, it's just the temperature is just too high. I worked on commercial properties, so I was always on the roof. And I'm a snow baby, born and raised in New York, up in Harlem. I like the cooler temperatures. I just couldn't stand this heat anymore. So then I took on another field, since my personality was a hit, meaning we made King Tim the Third personality job. Always had a cool personality, outgoing and fun. So I decided to try my hand at sales. So I've been for the last, 18 years, I've been selling websites, sold cars, and straight commission. No salary gig, straight commission, relying on my personality to get that paycheck.
Great.
So,
It worked out great for you.
Well, not great, I still own a mansion and a yacht, but, we raised the boys, we've been comfortable.
That's
so
great.
I'm providing for my
own. That's great. And I know a lot of people will be glad to know that King Tim is still alive and well. And where are you going from here, Ken?
Well, that's back to work on Monday.
Well, do you think you're going to do any diving back into the world of King Tim III?
Well, my heart's desire is to do so, yes. I definitely want to get back into the industry. I've always missed it. It's just that I priority was for me to get established with my family. That took priority. And I wanted to get that out of the way. But now I'm ready, in fact, to. It hit me about 2 years ago. How much I missed being on stage and working the crowd the way I do and sharing with them the good feeling that I feel when I'm up on stage.
Do you think you still have the heat?
Oh, baby, I got it. I still got it, baby. I still got it. The personality is always going to be me. Always.
How do you think you rank with the present personality, Josh Pepper?
Well, it's a different style of rap than I did. I was never actually a hardcore rapper. My thing was always fun and pumping the crowd. That was mainly my
thing. Yeah, he was a personality MC type.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think you rank with them?
Well, I'm always going to have a spot that's pretty high up as far as I'm concerned, because no matter what, personality and being able to pump the crowd is what wins with me, making people feel good and have a good time, helping them do that. That feels good. So I feel I'm still pretty high in the ranks, because like I said, it was never about the rapping, the making them feel good and pumping the crowd and getting them all hyped up. I like that. I really do. Because it makes me feel good inside, so I really get into it.
So if someone asked you today, to go back on stage tonight, do you think you could hit them just as hard as you did when you left?
Absolutely, without a doubt. There's no doubt. Absolutely. It's never left me. I just set my priorities in order to what I feel was the perfect order for me. Get my life situated and established, because I was still young when I did the first rap record. I believe I was, 18?
18
years old. So I didn't want to miss the part of life that was so important to me, which was establishing a family.
So where did you meet your wife?
California.
What about?
1985.
What about California?
San Bernardino, California.
Did she find you? You found her?
Well, I kind of found her. I was with a friend. We went to go visit a friend, and she lived across the street from that friend, and we saw each other. And when I saw her, I said, I've got to have that.
not knowing that she was the perfect one for me, but it was something about her that definitely drew my attention as we started to talk and go out on dates. Because I'm old school. I believe in courting and getting to know each other, and I quickly discovered that this is definitely the woman for me. And we've been together since 1985, married.
1985?
No separation, no divorce, nothing.
That's a record, Ken.
That's a record now. I believe in that, man.
You definitely know school.
Yeah.
Is that from your raising, your childhood, your family, or is that through church, or is that just you? How did this come about? Was that instilled in you, the family?
Well, that's a good question. And I will go ahead and share that
personal part of my life, if you will.
Well, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. I like to get to the real thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was born into church. I'm Pentecostal by faith.
I could have sworn you was a Baptist.
So I'm holiness, man. And my grandmother was the pastor, and my mother was the assistant pastor. And we had a church in Harlem called the Church of the Living God.
Uh-huh.
And they lived strictly by the Bible. I have never in my life seen any one of them do anything wrong in my life. And that's hard to believe, but they lived by the Word. So it wasn't strict in my house. My mother allowed me to grow, hang out and things. But I was still in church every Friday. Every Wednesday, all day Sunday, choir, and I was doing Saturday. So I was brought up right. I had a solid, very solid foundation.
Yeah.
And they put in me some things
that's
right. So my grandmother and grandfather were married. Oh Lord, I was. I want to say, 70 years. I want to say 69 years. Mm-hmm. They were married. So I grew up pretty solid.
Well, then it's not their fault you to get that magnum around.
Oh, that's so good.
What the hell you be walking around with a
magnum? Well, that's a good one too. I coming up in Harlem with a little rough. I was still, even though I was involved in church and I was brought up spiritually the way I was, I still had another side of me that wanted to hang out with the homeboys, the homies, and kick it on the block and things like that.
Yeah, we all do.
And so that's where the mischief came in and things that was happening bad to me, whatever it was.
It was ran up in your life.
It was from that.
Yeah.
If I had stayed faithful to what I truly believe, which is in my spirituality, I wouldn't have had a couple of the problems that I've run across in my life. But it's because I went astray and started hanging more in the streets that opened the door for me to get involved in things that I really shouldn't have got involved in. But it's because of that I had the 357 Magnum.
At least I'm glad you found yourself, and I'm glad you know that you're doing well, and I'm glad to know that. Tell the world and your fans out there that King Tim is alive or well.
All right, baby, I'm here and full effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
If someone like to email you something, do you have an email address?
I don't know it by heart. I can't seem to remember it, but you have it.
Okay.
I don't know it, so you can be. What is it again?
You can
hit me up at.
So we can post your email, and they can email you.
You certainly can. I can get them. I check in to see if I have emails about every other day.
All right. I hope that back in King Tim can, you know, grant some heat again.
That's right, baby.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. Thank you.